What zoos can't do? In recent decades, zoos have been essential to efforts to save endangered animals. Several species of frogs, birds, and turtles have been saved from extinction by conservation programs that breed endangered animals in the safe environment of zoos. Unfortunately, certain species, such as tarsiers, which are animals that look like tiny monkeys, and great white sharks, cannot survive in captivity. These animals usually die quickly after being captured, making it impossible to breed them. For this reason, the survival of tarsiers and great white sharks depends on the conservation of their natural environments. Though many of their habitats are already legally protected, the current laws are often ignored. Governments must try harder to stop the illegal destruction of the forests where tarsiers live and breed. They must also reduce illegal fishing activities that threaten great white sharks.
Questions. Number 21. Why are zoos unable to breed some endangered animals? Number 22. What does the speaker say about saving tarsiers and great white sharks? F. Written in stone. Petroglyphs are ancient drawings or carvings on rock surfaces. For researchers in the Americas, they are an important source of information about the Native Americans who lived there before the arrival of Europeans. Some of the most famous petroglyphs are those at Castle Rock Pueblo in Colorado. These images were not drawn in the style typical of the area, but in a way that was common in another settlement hundreds of kilometers away. There are also drawings of human conflict. This suggests that there may have been contact and likely fighting between these two communities. Another interesting feature of the carvings is their use of light. On the longest and shortest days of the year, the carvings create specific patterns of light and shadow. This has led researchers to conclude that they were used as a type of solar calendar.
Questions. Number 23. What is one thing we learn about the Castle Rock Pueblo petroglyphs? Number 24. How do researchers think the Castle Rock Pueblo petroglyphs were used?